I never front, he said.
Sometimes you have to.
Okay, he said. Then can you get me at least 100?
He tried to figure rapidly how many he could get. In 2 days, he could probably raise $120 and get 200 tabs from her. And if he ran across a better deal in the meantime from other people who were holding, he could forget her deal and buy from them. That was the advantage of never fronting. That plus never being burned.
It's lucky for you that you ran into me, Donna said as he started up his car and backed out into traffic. I'm supposed to see this one dude in about an hour, and he'd probably take all I could get. He'd have been out of luck. This was your day.
She smiled, and he did too.
I wish you could get him sooner, he said.
If I do, opening her purse, she got out a little notepad and a pen that had Sparks Battery Tune-Up stamped on it. How do I get a hold of you? And I forget your name.
Charles B. Freck, he said.
He told her his phone number. Not his, really, but the one he made use of at a straight friend's house for messages like this. And laboriously she wrote it down.
What difficulty she had writing, he thought,
peering and slowly scrawling.
They don't teach the chicks jack shit in school anymore, he thought. Flat out illiterate. But Foxy? So she can't hardly read or write, so what? What matters with a fox is nice tits.
I think I remember you, Donna said. Sort of. It's all hazy that night. I was really out of it. All I definitely remember was getting the powder into those little caps, Librium caps. We dumped the original contents. I must have dropped half. I mean, on the floor. She gazed at him meditatively as he drove.
You seem like a mellow dude, she said. And you'll be in the market later on? After a while, you'll want more?
Sure, he said,
wondering to himself if he could beat her price by the time he saw her again. He felt he could, most likely. Either way, he won. That is, either way, he scored.
Happiness, he thought, is knowing you got some pills.
The day outside the car and all the busy people, the sunlight and activity streamed past unnoticed. He was happy. Look what he had found by chance, because, in fact, a black and white had accidentally paced him. An unexpected new supply of Substance D. What more could he ask out of life? He could probably now count on 2 weeks lying ahead of him, nearly half a month before he croaked, or nearly croaked. Withdrawing from Substance D made the two the same. 2 weeks! His heart soared, and he smelled for a moment, coming in from the open windows of the car, the brief excitement of spring.
Want to go with me to see Jerry Fabin?
He asked the girl.
I'm taking a load of his things over to him at the No. 3 federal clinic where they took him last night. I'm just carting over a little at a time, because there's a chance he might get back out, and I don't want to have to drag it all back.
I better not see him, Donna said.
You know him, Jerry Fabin?
Jerry Fabin thinks I contaminated him originally with those bugs.
Aphids.
Well, then he didn't know what they were.
No, I better stay away. Last time I saw him, he got really hostile. It's his receptor sites in his brain, at least I think so. It seems like it, from what the government pamphlets say now.
That can't be restored, can it?
He said. No, Donna said, that's irreversible.
Well, the clinic people said they'd let me see him, and they said they believed he could work some, you know, he gestured. Not be,
Again, he gestured. It was hard to find words for that, what he was trying to say about his friend.